We're doing Avat Chesed. We're up to the 9th chapter, the 7th halacha. And this halacha is maybe one of the most important halachot in the halacha of Bal Talin, leaving wages over when we should pay within that period, as we've been learning. The Mishnah, the Chafetz Chaim tells us as follows: En bala bayit over mishum Bal Talin, ela im ken yesh lo ma'ot litenno. One is not in transgression of this prohibition to leave overnight the wages. The Torah prohibits. Don't leave the wages you owe a worker overnight by you. He finished working by you by day, pay him that day. Finished working by night, pay him that night. That transgression only applies if you have the money. Dichtiv, as the verse says, Lo talin pulat sachir itecha. Don't leave his wages by you. What it means is that you have it by you. The same thing would apply if you've put your money or you've given a loan to someone else, you put your money in the bank. That's considered that you have the money. It doesn't have to be at your home at that moment. It means you technically have the money. You lent the money to your brother. But that's your money right now. If he owes you that money, if payback time has come, so then that's your money. If you've given your brother a loan and he'll only have to pay you back in a week, so you don't have the money right now. But if he was supposed to pay you back yesterday and you just haven't gone to collect it, so technically right now you could have that money to pay the worker, that's called that you have the money. Mikrei gamken yet sheyesh itcha, all these are also considered that you have the money. Darei yachol lekach mehem, because you could take out the money from them. Uvshita mekubetzet katav b'shem haritva, deim yesh lo ochlin dekaimei lemechira ugamken bichlal itcha. The shita mekubetzet writes in the name of the ritva that if you have food that's ready to be sold, you sell eggs out of your house, that's also considered that you have the money to pay the wages. You owe the babysitter 24 shekel. You sell a crate of eggs. You sell an egg carton for 25 shekel. So right now you have 5 cartons of eggs at home. You could sell them. You could sell them. Go knock by a few neighbors. See who wants a carton of eggs. You'll have the money. So that's considered also that you have the money on hand. And that's what it seems also in the Sefer HaChinuch. And it would seem also that if you could take a loan, you don't have cash on hand. The babysitter finished watching your kids. She wants to go home. You tell her, I'm sorry, I don't have the money. But you could knock on a neighbor's door and borrow 20 shekel, pay her, and then pay the neighbor back tomorrow or the next day. You do have to take that loan so that you could fulfill the biblical commandment of paying wages on time. Meaning the prohibition, you only transgress if you have the money, but you don't have to take loans in order to avoid the prohibition because you don't have the money, so then you're non-transgression. But nonetheless, you did miss out on a biblical mitzvah, meaning you do have a mitzvah of biyomot titen tzcharo, a proactive mitzvah, pay him on time. Uvifrat im asachir ani, and especially if the hired worker is poor, v'al yedei zeh sheiten lo bizmano, and by paying him on time, yachzik yado shelo yitzlech labriot, you're ensuring that he doesn't have to take loans. Meaning sometimes the guy really needs the money. If you're not paying your painter on time, he's going to have to take credit at the makolet. He's going to have to take more interest loans at the bank. So you're hurting him. So the Chafetz Chaim writes, especially if the worker is poor, certainly you're fulfilling the mitzvah and you should do that. Bevadai tzich lasot ken, certainly you have to pay him on time, even if it means you'll take a loan in order to pay him on time. Vayen el beperk alpen tivachesed tzif katan chaf. And earlier on in the first chapter, in the footnote 20 over there, we expanded on this point.